Life with Dr. Baker. I'm your host. This podcast by saying, God bless everybody. I hope everybody's having a good week, a great week. For some, it might just be another day, but that's a good thing. Nothing's bad has happened. And this week, we're going to talk about, do you know God? Do you know God in the sense of, you know, being a believer, deceiver? You listen to people who are believers or deceivers? Can you tell the difference between them? It's really important for a Christian to know who they're listening to. There's so many people out there who say things. Now, these can be followers and believers. They believe in Jesus. But you can go off path by listening to a deceiver. Someone who doesn't know what they're talking about. This could be someone you think is very knowledgeable, like a pastor or something. And unfortunately, there's a lot of pastors out there who deceive a lot of Christians. They do it for popularity. They do it for money. They do it for other things. So you really have to be careful about that. Now, think about this. If I go to God, I confess all my sins. I accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept that God sent Jesus to this world as a man, died on the cross for our sins. I repent. You know, and he died on the cross so we could receive salvation. And I repent of my sins and I change my heart. I circumcise my heart. And I start living the Christian lifestyle. And I read my Bible and I believe. You know, I believe in what the Bible says. And I talk to, maybe I talk to people about it. You don't have to. But I certainly believe and I confess and I live a different lifestyle. I live a Christian lifestyle. You don't have to tell anybody. You could be silent about it. Now, there's others. There's others out there who we'll go out there and do things, and they say they believe. Oh, I believe in God. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm doing whatever. You know, I've done so many good things. You know, God's let me do so many good things. Well, has he? How do you know that? How do you know it was God? Why are you going out there saying, I've done so many good things. Isn't it great? Look at all this good stuff. You don't know if God's doing it. And the Bible tells us this. You don't know if God's doing it. You don't know if it's something else, a demon. You don't know if it's just the person doing it themselves. Unfortunately, as good Christians, we need to discern that. But we also need to be good Christians. You know, we can't be going out there and propping ourselves up. It's not about us. Remember, it's about God. It's about Jesus. It's about reading, understanding your Bible. It's about praying, building up that spiritual currency. And it's about building a better relationship with God so that when the time comes and we stand before judgment, you know, we have a seat at the table waiting for us in heaven. He's prepared that for us, you know, if we're heading that way. Hopefully you want to head that way. But you have to be careful. Because if you're following a deceiver, they can lead you astray. Even though it's little things. Remember, that gate is narrow. And a path to hell is wide. It's easy. Flesh is sinful. It's easy to be deceived. It's easy to fall for certain things. I see, you know, unfortunately, I saw it on TV all the time. I just try not to watch it anymore. It's so bad with the preachers on there. And I hear them talking. And I did this, and I said this, and didn't you hear the music, and they're strutting around like a peacock. And then they're bragging about some things they have. And not small things. I need to give me $20 million because I got to buy a new plane. Well, what do you need a new plane for? What's wrong with the one you have now? What's wrong with the car you have? Oh, you've got two houses that are worth $10 million each. You've got a dozen that are $500,000 a piece. Your watch is $20,000. You know, you've got to be real careful. They're not in it for God. How many people are they really helping? But they want everybody to know. They want to be put up on that pedestal. Be careful who you put on the pedestal. There shouldn't be anybody on that pedestal but God. You know, God sent Jesus here. We know God the Father through Jesus the Son. I don't know God the Father through Mikey the pastor who's asking me for gasoline money for his limo. It doesn't work that way. You know, you're not going to see him out on the street talking to homeless people, helping people who are in need of, you know, who are hungry, whose houses need repair, some who need houses. Think about all the money these people have. There's one who was a pilot for a TV preacher, and he started his own ministry. And now he has almost $800 million. What does he do for people? Absolutely nothing. And his preaching is wrong. So they're everywhere. There's very few. And you need to be very discerning as a Christian. I'm just putting that out there. And you say, oh, well, you're not very Christian. You're talking about them. No, I am. Read the Bible. It tells you. You got to understand who is and who's not. And there's going to be people out there who are saying they are, and they're not. And I won't hesitate. You know, let one of them come take me to court. I want to go to court with any of them. Because then it's going to be very newsworthy. And I'm going to point out their fakes, the charlatans, sheep's and, you know, sheep's clothing, but a wolf underneath there, waiting to devour the helpless, the needy. As a Christian, you know, we may be needy. Some people may be needy, but you don't have to be a victim. You're a Christian. Discern. Use the Bible. Go read the chapters of John in the Bible. But today we're going to focus on Matthew. We're going to finish up Matthew chapter 7. And that'll be, you know, I'll talk about a few more things, but then that'll pretty much be the podcast for today. But we're going to, like I said, finish up Matthew 7. And we're going to start with Matthew 7, chapter 7. Verse 21, I never knew you. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Now, it's saying right there, not everyone who says to him, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Those who get down and pray or appear to pray or say things that seem Christian-like, that are Christian-like, because they haven't taken them to heart. They haven't circumcised their heart. You could say, well, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. I have repented of my sins, so I'm going to heaven. Well, did you change your heart? Did you stop doing that? Or do you just not care? You know, are you a Christian or are you an animal? That's the difference. We have a choice to make. Remember, pigs trample pearls. Would you throw your pearls down and let the pigs trample them? No, you wouldn't. You're a Christian. Remember that. There's a lot to being a Christian. It's not difficult. It's the way you live and act and what you do. Go out there taking care of all these people, healing all these people. Well, maybe it was medicine. Well, I healed all these people. I made them better. I did all this. You know, I'm doing all these good things. I'm such a good Christian. Is it about you? Why are you doing it? But we need to be careful like that. You know, we need to be careful around the people that are around us. Because they can pull us away from our focus on God. Our attention should be on God. And we need to remember that as Christians. You know, we can have friends who aren't Christian, but we do have to be careful. Because they can weaken that relationship and pull us away from God into doing things that are sinful and we give into our flesh. You know, it could be things they say, what they're doing. It could be other things. And we dwell on that. We think about that. So don't let it in. You know, you've got a suit of armor. Use it. Suit of armor. Go to Ephesians. Now we're going to start on Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Build your house on the rock. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now, we're talking about building a house. It's, you know, something we can picture in our head. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about our spiritual foundation, but we're using an analogy. We're using the house on the rock. Now, building a house on a rock, that's a pretty good foundation. You build it on a rock, the rock's not going to move. It's going to be there for a very long time. It's sturdy. It's strong. And the rains fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat that house, but it didn't fall because it had been founded on the rock. And in this case, our rock's Jesus Christ. Now, in the next section, it says, and everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and it was a great fall of it. Now, when we don't build our foundation on a solid surface, and Jesus is the most solid surface. Now, why do they use sand in the Bible? Why do they say sand? Well, in biblical times, sand would get very hot and thick in the summer. It'd be hard. But remember, when the rain comes, wintertime, and the rain comes and stuff, sand are little grains, and it gets soft, and it sinks in, and it moves. So in the summer, when there's no water, it gets really thick, it gets really hard and hot and dry, and it feels like rock, but it's not. So a foolish man will build on top of it thinking that he's fine. It's fine to build on. It's solid. It's hard. No. The smart man knows that the rain's going to come, snow's going to come. It's going to get loose. It's going to move. And you've got to dig a little bit. Dig a few feet and find the bedrock. And there you build your foundation for your house. You know, build it on that bedrock. Build it on Jesus. Matthew chapter 7, verse 28, the authority of Jesus. And when Jesus finished saying these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. So the difference is what we're talking about here for chapter 7. Jesus has taught all of these things. Now, he's not reading like the scribe would read. And, you know, and when he came down from the mountain, he didn't read like that. He spoke with authority. He spoke because it wasn't that, you know, he's it's like learned it. He knew it. He was it. That's where it came from. You know, believe in the Lord. You know, if somebody comes to me and they ask me, well, what do I need to do as a Christian? And I say, well, I guess you've got to, you know, get a Bible and start reading it. That'd be good. And, you know, you should believe in the Lord. So you need to believe that God sent his only son here and he took all man's sins in and died on the cross and rose to heaven. And if you repent of your sins, you know, you'll be able to go to heaven. That sounds very bad. That sounds very bad. Sorry about that. But that sounds very bad. Now, if somebody comes to me and says, you know, what does it take to be a Christian? Well, first, you've got to accept Jesus Christ into your life. Accept him as God's only son, sent him here to accept, you know, take in our sins for that one split second. The unblemished becomes blemished. And think about that. All the sin at one time. How much, I don't want to say fear because it's God, you know, it's Jesus, but something he was not familiar with. And then they crucify the man for us. What are we? And then rises to heaven. Does all that for us, lowly beings. What more love and grace could anybody give us? And he prepares a seat for us in heaven. You know, if you want all that, that's what Christianity will give you. That sounds a little bit different than, well, you've got to, sort of, well, a little more authoritative. You know, I can't say it like Jesus would. I can't say it like God would. And there's others out there who may say things that sound really nice. But look at what they do. Look at how they act. Saying it is not enough. What have they done? What have they proven, shown? Their actions. Actions speak louder than words. God wants to know you circumcised your heart. Remember, you can't go wrong with listening and following God. You just can't do it. It's impossible. Not going to lead you wrong. Now, that was chapter 7. Next time we'll start chapter 8. But before we finish the podcast, this podcast, I want to take and make sure everybody's doing well. I always do this. I really do have concern for all the listeners that are out there. If you're having problems, if you know anybody who's having problems, just need to talk, say something, please reach out to me. Go to Podbean and look for Christian Life with Dr. William Baker. And there's a contact page on there. Contact me. I will reach out. You'll be surprised. I'll reach out and we'll have some very good discussions, however you want to communicate. If it's email, if it's some sort of chat, or if it's voicemail, or if it's a phone call, but please reach out to me. I don't want to see anybody in, you know, pain. If there's things I can do to make it better, help you understand, certainly if you're suffering, if you're depressed, you know, you think, oh, I'm not going to call this guy. He doesn't know. You know what? I'm here. It doesn't cost you anything to reach out to me. I don't ask for anything, you know, just that you reach out to me. That's the only thing I ask. I don't want anything from you except you to get better. I want you to be a better person. We are all children of Christ. I really, really believe that. And I know that. It's not that I believe it. I know it. I believe it. So, you know, please reach out to me. It's not going to change anything. You don't know that. You know, reach out to me. Why are you listening to this then? Something there. Maybe God sent me here for you. Maybe God sent you here for me. Maybe there's something I need to get out of it. But anyway, I've rambled on enough this week, and I just wish everybody the best, and God bless everybody. So this has been another podcast, Christian Life with Dr. William Baker. I'm your host, Dr. William Baker. Please go with Christ in God and have a blessed week. Thank you.